Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. What VFDs are not. We're back with Kathy Simmons in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
We've been talking with Dr. Kathy Simmons, the Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about what VFDs are, the Veterinary Feed Directives that will be written by veterinarians after the 1st of January 2017. The Veterinary Feed Directives will be written on antibiotics that are either given to animals via feed or through dissolving in water, but not for injectables.
The injectables are not under a VFD order. Many of the injectables are currently under prescriptions. The ones who were developed early, the penicillins, some of the oxytetracyclines injectably, are still over the counter. I think what we were looking for in these judicious guidances were how to affect use of and medically important antibiotics in feed products, because that really constitutes a large percentage of the use. So we want to make sure that we're using them appropriately. We're not using them for growth promotion. We're using them for treatment, prevention, and control. And I think by doing that, we can increase the responsible use of these products, and we can continue to progress in our antibiotic stewardship and preserve the function of these drugs.
Now, there's one class of antibiotics or antimicrobials that has nothing to do with human health, and that's the class known as ionophores. According to Dr. Simmons, she believes that these should remain in place to help with productivity for animal agriculture, including beef cattle.
I think that the ionophores certainly should continue to be available to us, because these are antimicrobial drugs that are not used in human medicine, that really play no part in the resistance picture that we're currently working on, and have no cross-resistance issues. So I think they benefit animal health, in that they benefit rumen health and they decrease methane production. And I think these are drugs that are essential for us to maintain healthy animals and good quality beef.
So a fairly distinctive line between the medically important antibiotics and then these antimicrobials like ionophores, right?
Yes, I think there is, when you're looking at the picture of the problem of antimicrobial resistance. I still think all of these products need to be used responsibly, and I believe that we as an industry work towards those goals. But I think as far as our concern for the impacts on use in human medicine and the availability of antibiotics that will combat some of these more resistant bacteria, the ionophores are not players in that picture.
Chief Veterinarian for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.